Our last piece of this program is by another contemporary American composer, but very far stylistically from Svillik. Alice Shields, born in 1943 in New York City, is one of the very few contemporary composers who also have sung as a soloist with leading opera companies. A mezzo-soprano, she sang the traditional repertory, Verdi, Mozart, Wagner, Strauss, in the 1970s with the New York City Opera and the Opera Society of Washington, among others. In 1975, she received her doctorate in composition from Columbia University, where she studied with Vladimir Usachevsky. From 1965 to 1996, she was employed at the Columbia-Princeton Electronic Music Center in various capacities, including associate director and director of development. And she is artist in residence at the Brooklyn College Center for Computer Music now. Since 1990, she has been studying the classical vocal music of India, first South Indian and then North Indian, which she has been performing as well. Shields often uses her own voice as a sound source in her electronic works. Shields has written several operas, often employing multilingual texts and sometimes using electronic instruments. We're going to hear an excerpt from her 1999 opera, Komachi et Sekidera, for singer, alto flute, and koto, to a text adapted from a Japanese no play about the poet Komachi. It will be performed by Dora Orenstein, soprano, Judith Pierce, alto flute, and Mawayo Ishiguri, koto. I'll read part of the text. The winds in the pines blend with the strings of the koto to make music for the offerings tonight, our offerings for this festive night. Days go by without a single bowl of food. Whom can I ask for one? At night, my tattered rags fail to cover me, but there is no way to cover the rents. Each passing rain ages the crimson of the flowers. Man has no second chance at youth. He grows old. With no outward sign, it withers, the flower in the human heart. Ah, how ashamed I am to be seen. Wretched that I am, a floating water weed. If a stream should beckon, I would follow it, I think. 100 years the dance of the butterfly who dreamt he had spent 100 years enfolded within a flower petal. Farewell, I take my leave. Now, leaning heavily on her stick, she slowly returns to her straw hut. The 100-year-old woman you have spoken to is all that is left of famed Komachi, is all that is left of Onono Komachi.